Roy.
All right, Roy. Sarah sent us an email, and it's a long one, so I'm going to try to give you as much as I can.
Footnotes, okay.
All right, she says she's 28 years old, and her best friend is a guy. He's 29 and has never moved furniture with anyone.
He's 29 and hasn't moved furniture.
Yes, like at all. Mm-hmm. She says he's not gay. He's just a little socially awkward. And he's a little funny and shy in front of girls. So she got the idea because she felt bad with him. And he thinks that moving furniture is such a big deal that she would let him move furniture with her for the first time. So she brought it up to him. And he first thought it was kind of crazy and now is seriously considering it, but he doesn't want things to get weird between the two of them.
Okay, because, yeah, like it's not. It's definitely going to get weird between the two.
She says, I'm not secretly in love with him. I just want to do him this service since we've been friends since high school.
Okay. Also, to our radio family, if you want to help me out with the unqualified advice and maybe you've been in a similar situation, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. We're on Facebook Live. Look us up on Kiss95.1 if you want to see us and tell us there. Are we sure he's not gay? And he's just not telling her?
She said that.
Yeah, she said he's not gay, but she also said he thought it was a crazy idea at first, but now he's considering it. So I would assume he's
And she's
not.
Single.
Yes.
And she's single.
Yes.
You know, I think that's going to screw up the friendship, but hey, why not? If the guy needs it.
Throw him some sympathy?
Because here's the thing. I think, this is just from my experience, the first time is not the best time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to get good, and so I think that he needs to just... You know, let the, you know.
Okay, well, let me go on, because there is a point in here that I did leave out. She said, should we do it once, a bunch of times, or not at all?
And like, there's
this is an amazing friend, by the way.
Yeah, right? I know. You're going above and beyond the whole best friend thing.
This is incredible.
And now offering to do it more than once. Maybe we should do it all the time.
Right.
Clearly, she has an attraction for this guy. Clearly.
Yeah. She says she's not secretly in love with him.
And what if he's religious and he thinks it's a sin? We don't know. Maybe
wouldn't have been down for it then.
And she would know that, I would think, if they're such good friends.
Right. If, you know, he wants to wait till he gets married.
704-570-9595. Unqualified advice with Roy. If you want to help him.
Listen, I don't want to stop. If they want to try it, I think it's going to ruin the friendship, but they could try it. This is Bob and Hickory. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Thanks, guys. I listen to you every other morning. I'm a truck driver, and, the story that I got is a lifelong friend. Just I really cared about her, uh-huh. And we both got divorced, and we wound up trying, and actually it didn't even complete, and it just ruined the friendship. I would not do it.
Really? See, because when you become intimate with someone, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It does, and it ruined our relationship. It's never been the same. And she was a lifelong friend from when I was a kid.
Huh. See, and thanks, Bob. I guess I would be afraid, too, that like he would do it once with her and then really like it or something and want to continue to do it. And she's like, no, I was just doing it this one time to help you out.
That's why it's always dangerous to cross that friend line.
Yeah.
Because what if he falls in love?
Now all of a sudden, or you just become friends with benefits. You know, there's a very famous episode of a TV show called Seinfeld where Elaine storms into Jerry's apartment after they dated for a long time and they were really good friends. She goes, we need to do it to save our friendship. And Jerry goes, move furniture to save the friendship, not destroy the friendship. So even Jerry knows that doing that with a friend can be. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think it's crossing the line. And I think that if he already waited 29 years, like it's not going to kill him to wait a few more.
Yeah, at this point. And what if there's a, I don't know if I can say this. Well, what if he's not blessed? I mean, maybe that. What if he's holding out?
Oh, this is so bad.
What?
No, you know, that could definitely believer in the friendship. And then you're looking at that person in a whole new way.
Are you speaking from some experience? No?
Somebody showed you?
I think she probably knew someone that had a...
I broke up with somebody over...
Over that?
Yeah.
This is Preston and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show. You're on Unqualified Advice. How can you help our friend out?
Thanks. I listen to you guys every day, but my
sorry about that, Preston.
Would be my advice would be to go ahead and do it. I was worried that the first time I would end up falling for the girl that I was with, that I did it with, and yeah. I didn't. There were no feelings after that.
But you guys were friends?
Yeah, we were really close friends, and we stayed friends afterwards. It fell apart later for other reasons, but we were friends and didn't have problems.
But did the moving furniture happen specifically because you hadn't done it and she wanted to help you or he wanted to help you?
Yeah, well, I was 19 years old, hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
We were out at a club and it was her birthday and she was like, well, you know, I wanted to get some. You'd have never had some. Why not, you know, let me be your first? So that's what happened.
People have interesting friends.
What an amazing story.
Seriously, just add alcohol.
I mean, Preston, it wasn't your birthday. It was her birthday.
Well, she wanted some. I figured it was my first time. Why not?
I know. I know.
Preston, you must be hot, too, because I got to tell you, I've tried dating. It doesn't work that way for normal people.
No. You're lonely. I'm lonely. Let's do this.
That doesn't happen. Thanks, buddy. And you're the second person that said that. Let's take the conversation in this direction. I think we've helped out by saying...
Yeah, just... do it, maybe.
Yes, do it. Everybody's saying do it. Try it once.
Huh.
Not multiple times. Try it once.
And
what was her name? Sarah?
Sarah.
But understand, once, Sarah. It could ruin the friendship. It could.
But, I mean, at 29...
You're still young.
Yeah, you could figure it out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you'll have other best friends.
No, I mean, at 29, your best friend pile is thin at this point. Now you only have at 29, you know your friends for the most part.
Yeah.
But let's take the conversation in this direction just real quick. If this is you, we'd love to grab calls on it. Like, did you move furniture with a friend, and was it a good thing or a bad thing? That's the question. 704-570-9595, because we're shocked at the responses we're getting from friends who move furniture, and they were perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
To me, I kissed a crush and we were really good friends. I crushed on her first. Then she put me in the friend zone and we were really good friends. New Year's Eve, we kissed and we laughed. We're like, this is the worst kiss we've ever had. It was awful. And we're like, this is just not meant to be. We're too good of friends.
Right.
You know, it was like a sister kiss. I don't have a sister, but I imagine that's what it was like. Roy?
Did I what?
I don't know that Roy is... Like, kissed his sister like that?
No, I've never kissed my sister. No, okay. My God.
Oh, my God.
704-570-9595. If you were in a friendship and then you guys stepped over and moved furniture, did it work or was it bad?
Still to come.
Take your calls on that. And Lauren, of course, will look at the dirty.
Yes. Halsey says that she's giving up on the press. I'll tell you why she wants to stop doing interviews coming up in 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Show.
Third time.